here for Radio Way, and we're at the Capital Projects team stand. What's your name, sir?
My name's Andrew Grimes, and I'm the AD for Capital Development and Property. And this is Mark.
I'm Mark Atienza. I'm one of the Capital Project Managers in the team.
And is this just at St Peter's, or is it Ashford as well?
We work at Ashford, we work at St Peter's, and we're currently doing a project at Woking Community Hospital.
Okay, all right.
We are doing a community diagnostic centre down in Wokingham, We are putting theatres into Ashford, major expansion of our elective capacity, and we are continuing to work here on ward refurbishments and preparing for major development in Abbey Wing.
Okay, I was just about to ask you what was the next development. So Abbey Wing is next one, is it? So I did notice that Swan Ward had moved recently, I think.
So Swan Move's been moved temporarily while we move around to get flooring done across Joan Booker, Swan and a few other wards, because unfortunately when we're doing the middle of the wards, we have to close the whole ward to get the flooring in. So there's been a few moves to allow us to maintain the spaces. And then we're going into a major shutdown of Cherry Ward that's going to take 3 months for us to totally refurbish it, bring it up to a modern standard.
Okay, I noticed, part of my job is to go around looking at our speakers and that sort of stuff as well. I do notice the changes, some really fantastic facilities now we've got.
Well, you can see on the boards, one of the things is that throughout COVID, we delivered Willow Ward, which was a major challenge with no people. We've delivered the multi-storey car park. Currently, working on delivering a power upgrade to the whole site, which you should start to see machines delivered in the autumn, and that going live probably around about the new year.
And what you said, there's some developments at Ashford as well. What was that?
That's four new elective theatres going in for the Surrey Heartlands Elective Centre. So that's a refurb and relocation of people around the site so that we can get that capacity in.
On the board behind you, got from, was it 1973, I think it was? I mean, there's just a few buildings there.
So these buildings, if you go out the back of the site right now, they've been dropped, they've been demolished, and our partners at Southern Housing are building another 149 flats out there.
This is for staff, is it?
For staff, yeah, key worker accommodation. We've demolished all these old wartime buildings now.
Yeah, I think I had my tonsils out in one of those, I think.
We built this 18 months ago, which is a new ward block in the middle of the site. And you'll know the multi-storey car park out the front.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite good.
So this is a kind of picture of our journey through. And this is our eternal garden just down the corridor. Just showing, and the staff garden, just showing you some of the latest small-scale projects that have been done while we've been doing the very grand stuff.
Yeah. I think you've got 1973. I think Radio Way moved in 1979, I think it is, into the old telephone exchange.
So you're now down here somewhere?
Yeah.
There, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And what we're interested in doing today is trying to explain what we do to parents, grandparents, teenagers, students, and say, do you actually realise that you could come and work in an engineering or a projects career with us here in St Peter's Hospitals? Because we don't get that many people coming to talk to us. Mark actually has worked for us for how long now, Mark?
Almost 10 years, actually. On and off. I started off as a on the bank while studying architecture at university. Whilst I was questioning my what I wanted to do with my career after I graduated, I kept working in different admin jobs here at St. Peter's Hospital. And it was just at that moment that I met one of the project managers in the team, because we were being relocated, and because of the trust in your boots program, where you can shadow anyone you'd like, so I chose him. And while I was doing that, Andrew spotted me, and we ended up talking to each other, and ended up being in the team, and that was 4 years ago.
What have you done during the team? You've been put onto a master's degree course in construction management.
Yes, and actually what got me in team is not so much what I did at university, but actually it's my experience in the trust. And now we've been going around telling people you don't need to have a formal education in the exact same field to come work for us. Actually, what happens in the practical world is more important, your practical experience and the way you deal with different stakeholders.
Knowledge, I suppose, that has helped you as well, hasn't it?
Yes, massively, because the work that we do, it's not only you have to learn how the NHS as an organisation works, you also have to be aware of how the construction industry works, and unfortunately, sometimes they don't match. And our responsibility is to be that interface for the trust to the construction industry as the agent of the trust as the client.
You never really think about a hospital as a place to go for a manufacturing job, really, is it? You know,
and the other way round. So actually, we work in being the interface both ways between the trust and the construction industry. No, people don't realise that we're a major employer of a lot of people in these two major activities, and that's what we're trying to get out there as a message. Because we are challenged in this location here on the M25. You know, we've got some very big employer neighbours in terms of, well, even simply down the road, McLaren or the two airports. We just need to get the message out there. And sometimes that message just needs to get out to our own staff. Because some of our own staff have got students working here on bank who don't realise that we offer an opportunity.
Okay, that's good. It's good opportunities for future.
So, so we want parents, grandparents to just understand it. We're trying to talk to the schools. Had a counsellor from Spelthorne here who's going to help us look at how we get penetration into the schools. It is a good career. We've got a guy on our team. He's been with the trust at Ashford and St Pete's for a very long time. Came on as an apprentice back in his youth. Had a number of people like that. We'd like more, but we've got to get them through the door to talk to us.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.